Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 23. We're going to talk now about how the pursuit of wisdom, connecting to Hashem, is what brings peace of mind, not wealth. Now, that does not mean that if someone is financially restricted and is poor and is struggling, that that's not a nesayin. It is a big nesayin. It's not to be meant to be taken lightly. And that is quite difficult. It's just simple fact that many people who have money or always had the money and always had certain comforts in life can't comprehend the tests of a person that's struggling financially and struggling to put food on the table. But at the same time, a person like that fails to comprehend the test of a wealthy person. They think that that solves all the problems, and that's not the case. And on that vein, silver and gold cause pain and hard work often, while wisdom leads to serenity and calm. So the goal in life is to gain more wisdom, Torah wisdom, but not to gain more possessions. Yes, you need your basics in life to give you peace of mind, and it's not to be taken lightly, that nesayin, but at the same time to then make it a priority all the time to purchase more and more, to acquire more and more. What happens is when you try to acquire such wealth, the wealth acquires the person. So that's a very important point to consider. That even as you're working towards earning money, and there's nothing wrong with earning money, Avigdor Miller used to say there's nothing wrong with saving money, putting it in the bank. There's nothing wrong with regular, normal hishtadlus of things, real estate, investing, whatever it is, stock market, all the normal hishtadlus, as long as you trust Hashem. There's nothing wrong with that, but to have a balanced life, not to avoid what the Chazal warns us about, that Mishayesh lo Yimoneh Ra'itza Masayim, which is the natural instinct is, if you want 100, you desire 200. But because the Chazal warned us about this, we have the ability to overcome that. And when we have 100, to be happy with 100. And yet there's nothing wrong with trying to expand your business or being industrious. Or Avigdor Miller always used to talk about that. But not that it becomes a goal in life. Not that it keeps you off balance. Not that because through this increase in business, you're going to not go to daven with a minyan or not learn Torah and not have a balanced life with your family, with your wife, with your husband, and so on and so forth. Bitachin, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leads to peace of mind. A person who has bitachin will have peace of mind. He knows whatever Hashem does is for his best. The Chavos Halvavos talks about this in Perek Dalid of his Shar HaBitachin, that a person without bitachin will have a tendency to suffer constantly, even when things are going well, because he'll always be nervous and full of anxiety about the future. And Mishlei says on such a person that all the days of a person that's poor, hearing means poor in wisdom, are unhappy ones. The idea being, the Chavos Halvavos says, is that to recognize and internalize that all aspects of a person's life are guided by Hashem, his very life, his death, his food, his clothing, his place of dwelling, his health, his illness, her health, her illness, everything is in the Yad Hashem. And to accept the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these areas because he chose what he chose for his ultimate good. Of course, you could daven for Hashem to help you and heal you. But while you're in a matzah, to recognize it's Hashem that put it there. And when you find the meaning in it, it transforms it into real, revealed good. When Hashem wants to help the person, he will help the person. The person will have special siyata d'shmaya. But if he doesn't, Hashem decides he's not going to advance and protect the person. If Hashem decides he's not going to pay attention to the person's efforts for whatever reason, then all the labor is nothing. Men or women could only do their share. They can do their hishtadlus, pave the way to the goal, but the result is totally entire up to Hashem. No one can ensure their own success. But if you are worried about that inadequacy because you realize your human is limited, then you'll worry all the time. And you'll lose rest, you'll lose sleep, you won't be able to enjoy even the very bread that you eat, even the delicacies you eat. You won't enjoy it. But at the same time, when you're aware, yes, me, as a human being, I'm inadequate. I just do my human effort, but I'm aware of Hashem's special love for us, of His friendship to us. Then we will require a peace of mind that will enable us to sleep in peace. And in Rosh Hashanah Hirsch, in Tehillim, talks about this in Perek Kuf Chav Zayin, in the first two psukim. He says, when you think along these lines, then you calmly commit to what he calls his friend. And yes, you could call Hashem your friend as well, with all the other terminologies that we attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being your best friend, your only friend, your only real friend. That is something that's a healthy thing. The Mesil Shisharim hints upon it when he talks about Shemayne Esrei. He says, Ka'asher yedaber ishel reyehu, like a person talking to his friend. As long as it's out of reverence, it's not, you know, you still have that Yerushamayim and you realize Hashem is the Melech and the Av. Basically, Hashem has many close connections with you and you use each one to connect with Him. That's what Hashem wants. So if the use of feeling and experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a close friend, a soulmate, connecting with Him, that helps you connect with Him, then to use that. Having betochen will bring peace of mind. That doesn't mean it's fatalistic. It doesn't mean yush. It doesn't mean you just sit back and not take action. You need to take action. I remember Avigdor Milay, it's like in my head. I went on occasion to his Thursday night's shir. It was sort of in the end of spring, summertime. So the shir was, let's say, I think it was 8:30 to 10. And there was a mincha before that. I used to come a little bit early sometimes. And he gave a small chayvus avava shir between mincha. In those days, it was later because it was in the spring, summertime. So mincha was even 8 o'clock or whatever it was. And then he gave a little shir in Chayvus Halvavos, and then he started the 8:30 Thursday night shir. So when he was teaching Chayvus Halvavos, I overheard him, and he was up to, I guess, this area, and he used to sing with a niggun, money doesn't grow on trees. He was trying to say that with all the talk about betachin, you need to do your effort, you need to take action, but nevertheless, ultimately realize that whatever you do is up to Hashem, and to accept His will. So when you do that, you'll have peace of mind no matter what the outcome is. You'll take action, but you won't panic. You won't panic if it doesn't work out exactly the way you want it. You won't be desperate. You'll be calm. You'll be free of many bothersome thoughts. You will not worry about what will be tomorrow if you have enough for today, which will save you from so much agmas nefesh. It'll save you from so much needless pain, from needless discomfort, because it removes that worry about what's going to happen in the future. And there's no need to flatter people. And you won't remove yourself from the principles of the Torah just because you want financial gain. You won't be moved by that. If there's world crises, He's not going to worry about it. He's not going to worry about anything. He'll take the pleasure of what He has. And He doesn't feel a lack of any possessions. He's free from worries. He has a strong awareness in betochin. He has everything. And the Madregas Adam, the Alta Fenevardak and Darki Betochin, the first perek talks about these concepts that we just mentioned. He also says that if you have betochin, then you're truly a wealthy person. That is a truly wealthy person. Betochin is when you believe that everything will turn out the way Hashem wants it to, and it's all good. There's no accidents in the world. And the person has true betachin won't, you know, will always feel a strong trust in Hashem. And his behavior will manifest always a constant trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will give him ultimately the greatest menuchas hanefesh, the greatest peace of mind. Bracha na'atzlacha.